I know there's one person here who is about 9 years old. Anybody else? Would you like to come up? Orla? Anybody else who's nine? Oh, somebody else who's nine. Brilliant. So this is Orla. What's your name?
Mia.
Mia. Orla and Mia. So these two are both nine?
Yeah.
Okay. So can you tell me, I'll ask Orla first because she's had a little bit of time to think, what is good about being nine? What sort of things can you do when you're nine that perhaps you can't do when you're four or five or six?
Sometimes help mum around the house, maybe.
Help your mum sometimes? Mm. Yeah, not always, that's good. Right, so it's not all helping mum around the house. Do you have fun?
Yeah.
So how do you have fun? What's the best thing you like to do? Is it going out to play or cycling or what do you like to do? Music or videos? Have a think for a moment. What's the best thing about being nine? What can you do now you're nine that you couldn't do when you were little?
Write properly.
Write properly. Brilliant. And what do you like doing? What's the best thing? How do you like having fun?
Horse riding.
Horse riding. Wow, that's great. Even I can't horse ride. That's brilliant. What do you like doing?
I like spending time with my guinea pigs and chickens.
Right, so you like looking after the animals. Brilliant. Yeah. So how many people here have been nine? Right, can we remember that far back? Probably a lot easier, a lot more fun, no responsibilities. Brilliant. Thank you very much, girls. Now, Miriam was about nine in that story. And she lived with her mum, who was called Jochebed. It's a funny name, isn't it? And her dad, who was called Amram. And then they had three children, Miriam, Aaron, and Moses. Now, Miriam and her family grew up in Egypt. So Miriam knew she was one of God's people. She knew that. She went with her family to worship. She would pray with her family. She had been brought up to know, you, Miriam, are one of God's people. And that's a bit like the church today. The church is God's people. But Miriam knew she lived in hostile territory. She knew that Egypt wasn't really her home, her proper home. And it was quite dangerous. And in fact, we might say that's a bit similar for Christianity today, for Christians all around the world who aren't always affirmed for what they believe in. But Miriam knew that God had got good plans for his people. Now, before I go any further, we've got an activity. So for anybody who is year two or under, if you'd like to come in the middle, you're going to make something to take home. So anybody year two or a little bit younger, yep, that's right, visitors, whoever you are, come and find a space. We've got plenty for you. Come and have a go, and then you'll have something to take home. That's right, girls, up you come. Lead the way. Well done. Mind your heads on the lectern. Yeah, that's right, down there. Great. So Miriam would have learnt from the Bible. Now, she didn't have a Bible because they weren't printed in those days, but the stories would be passed down through the generations. So she would know that God had got good plans for his people, that he loved them, that they were special to him. So she would know that, and she would know God's promises. There are so many promises in the Bible that we can learn. A bit more about that later. But Miriam would have known God's good plans and his promises. And she knew that those good plans included Moses. Now, obviously, that's a photograph, a current photograph, but it just shows the love between a brother and sister. And how Miriam probably desperately cared for Moses and had watched her mum hide him because it was dangerous, and had watched her mum protect him. And she knew that Pharaoh had said, "We've got too many baby boys that are part of God's people. So any more baby boys, we're going to drown in the river." So that was a bit scary for Miriam. But she watched her mum make a basket. In fact, the word in the Bible is to make a little ark. And you might be able to think of somebody else who was rescued in an ark. Making connections with God's good plans. And so off Miriam went, down to the river with her mum with this basket. Now, what do you think she could do? So she's 9, just like Mia and Orla. What could she do? Well, I reckon she could probably ask God to keep Moses safe. She wasn't be able to go swimming in the river all the time with him. That was the same river that Pharaoh had said he was going to drown the baby boys in, so it wasn't a safe place. So perhaps she could ask God to keep Moses safe. Perhaps she could pray. She could also trust God's promises. And maybe remind him of that. I heard the story of somebody else who was in a really difficult situation some time ago and said, "Hang on, God, you've promised this." And God actually helped him. So she could trust God's promises, and she could also listen to God. Because praying is both speaking to God and listening for his answer. And so, as we see, Pharaoh's daughter found Moses. Pharaoh's daughter, what is she going to do? But actually, she heard the baby crying and she picked him up and wanted him for herself. And so Miriam, as we heard in the story, rushed off and said, "Well, would you like me to get a nurse for you, for this baby?" And Pharaoh's daughter said, "Yes." And who did Miriam find? Her mum. So actually, Moses was brought up by his mum, and Pharaoh's daughter even paid her to look after Moses. So she was paid to look after her own baby. That's a bit of a miracle in that situation, isn't it? And as he grew up, when he was old enough to go to be on his own, he went to live with Pharaoh's daughter in the palace. And in the palace, he was kept safe, and that's where he would grow up, learning how to be a leader. So God's plans for Moses, he kept him safe, he protected him, and he even gave him the training that he would need years and years in advance, as we'll hear next week. But all because Miriam was a transformer. She was able to step out in courage and transform a difficult situation. And we still remember her. Thousands and thousands of years ago, we remember Miriam all that way back because Moses was kept safe. Perhaps if you've seen Prince of Egypt, you'll remember how he grew up in the palace with the other sons of Pharaoh. And as a result, God's people were rescued. And Moses, as we'll hear next week, also became a transformer for God. So what do we learn from Miriam? God's plans are good for each one of us. You may not have discovered his plans yet. You may not have found out what he's got designed for you. But he has good plans for every single person because he loves each and every person. His promises never ever fail. He cannot give up on his promises. And we also remember that every person of every age is significant. You can be 9 and you can have a really important part to play for God. You can be 10, you can be 8, you can be 7. You can be any age at all. You can be 90. Whoever you are, whatever age you are, you're significant in God's eyes. And he's got exciting plans for you. And so Miriam knew that. And the question for us to think about is, do we know that? Because God is still in the transformation business. He transforms lives today, and he's looking for people who will partner with him in the transformation business. So let's pray. Father God, thank you that you are still in the transformation business, that you've got good plans for us, that you love each one of us more than we can ever, ever find out. Each one of us is really significant to you. Help us to know that more and more. In Jesus' name, amen.